Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Well, how do, folks? We're back on the Lucky You line for another Western visit from the Lucky You Ranch. Things have been moving pretty fast around here since Carl Farr announced yesterday that we could all help him clean out the barn because he needed some place to store things. Well, we still don't know what it is he wants stored, but we're going to find out if it's the last thing we do. Now that I've said the last thing we're going to do, why, we better get started with the first. Hit it.
Get along home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm gonna leave you now.
You ought to see my Cindy. She lives away down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees swarm around her mouth.
Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm gonna leave you now.
Looks like a coffee pot, her nose looks like a spout, her mouth looks like a fireplace with the ashes all raked out.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
A possum up a persimmon tree, raccoon on the ground. Raccoon said, you ornery cuss, shake them simmons down.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave.
Thank you very much, folks.
Too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Chug. What's the matter with you, boy? Have you lost your marbles?
Too old? Guess what's your problem, Kenneth?
I merely wanted to know what has caused this burst of unmelodic whole notes.
Well, I did not. I wasn't even near the place. You can't accuse me of doing it.
Chug, what Ken's trying to say is, why do you break in when I'm trying to thank the folks and cause such an awful commotion?
I'll have you know, Lloyd Pearman, that after my song yesterday, I received requests from all over.
From where?
Well, from some of my friends.
Who?
Okay, if you must be so nosy, it was from Mrs. Becker and her hogs got loose again.
That's what I figured.
Say, Chug, I know that you're fairly nice to everyone, but how come you're so overly nice to that little old lady?
I ain't known the new knucklehead.
No?
She makes the best pies you ever eat in your life. Pumpkin and apple, blueberry and lemon meringue.
Well, Chug, the word is meringue.
Well, I don't care.
I'm sure glad you mentioned that, Chug, because George Putnam wants to tell the folks on the big network about a product that makes pies and cakes and all good cooking taste better.
Now, that's what I call a pretty neat song, Q. Lloyd.
Who in that cat hairs are talking about singing? Did George old Putnam, old Putnam, old George?
Well, I was, Chug, because I can't help singing the praise of Planters Peanut Oil. Now, mind you, no reflections on Mrs. Becker's pie, Chug. But when it comes to pie crusts, when you make them with Planters Peanut Oil, they're extra flaky and tender. And that's because this pure, mild cooking oil made from peanuts is as rich a shortening as pure creamery butter. You know, about this time of the year, you'll be doing a lot of deep fat frying. Planters Peanut Oil is absolutely taste-free. It has no peanut flavor whatsoever. And no matter how hot you heat it, it won't smoke or burn away. It makes all fried foods more digestible. It seals in the goodness, seals out the sogginess. And it doesn't carry food odors from one frying batch to another. You know, you can use the same oil over and over again. In fact, you can use all-purpose Planters peanut oil for every shortening, frying, and salad oil need. You just buy one oil instead of three. And that's why it's so economical. So why don't you do like we do on Lucky You? Start cooking with Planters peanut oil today.
As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were a-jingling, and as he approached, he was singing this song.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home.
It's early in the spring when we round up the dogies. We mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, and then throw the dogies out on the long trail.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Mother was raised away down in Texas, where the jimson weed and the sandburrs grow. We'll fill you up on prickly pear, show you until you are ready for Idaho.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new
Sam's engines at beep, 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 I hear them cry. Get along, get along, get along, you little dogies. Next week this time you're gonna boil and fry.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new
Thank you very much. That was a trail song, the kind cowboys like to hum when they're riding that lonesome old trail moving the big herd. You know, we have an award we make every day here on the Lucky You that goes to one of our listeners out along the Lucky You line. It's what we call our gold deed for a good deed. Folks listening in write us about a neighbor or a friend who's done a good deed for his fellow man. Well, we read them all and pick out what we feel is the best of the bunch, and then to that person who has done more than his share in helping out someone less fortunate than himself, we reward him with a legal deed to an acre of our Lucky You Ranch land. Actually, it's sort of a selfish move because we know that someday we're going to have the best neighbors in the whole world down here on the Lucky You. Where's today's letter from, Lloyd?
Today's letter is from Little Rock, Arkansas, Ken. And it says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'm writing about a person who I believe is due a lot of credit for what she has done and is still doing for our servicemen. This woman is a gray lady, and during 1945, she gave 400. From 1947 up to the present date, she has spent more than 1,500 hours at veterans' hospitals in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And she's written thousands upon thousands of letters and cards to her boys. This work is all volunteer, and she's assumed all of the expenses for her bus fare, lunches, postage, and all the other things. She never fails a friend or a neighbor in time of sickness or trouble. I'm sure that you'll agree that this thoughtful and unselfish woman, who is known as Mother to many of our brave boys in uniform, certainly deserves your Gold Deed Award. Her name is Mrs. George Henson, 619 East 22nd Street, Little Rock, Arkansas. The letter is signed, respectfully, Ava Koblentz. Well, I'm sure that you'll all agree that Mother Henson certainly deserves today's Gold Deed Award to the acre of our Lucky You land. Along with it, we'd like to send a Sons of the Pioneers song salute to Mother Henson. It's a wonderful song, we think. It features the voice of Ken Curtis. But you know, it takes all kinds of music to fit every occasion. There's music for singing, and there's music for dancing. So why don't all you folks listening in along the Lucky U line just drop whatever you're doing and start dancing as Frankie Messina does the clarinet polka.
Thank you. it's a bit difficult to keep your feet still with music like that. Oh, hello, Betty. When did you come in?
Oh, just when Frankie started playing, and I've got some news.
News? Good or bad?
Oh, good news. I found out why Carl has been acting so mysterious lately.
Oh, let it in.
He's planning something for Christmas.
Oh,
we know that, Betty, but what is he planning?
Oh, a party.
Yeah, what kind of a party, Betty?
Well, you know my pupils tell me lots of things, and they said that Carl has been riding all over the valley inquiring from the families if they know of any children who might not have Christmas with Santa Claus.
You mean families who can't afford a real Christmas for their own young ones?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Then that accounts for Carl's needing a dry place to store things, you know?
Well, I guess maybe I'm a little foggy today, Ken, but I still don't get it.
Don't you see, Lloyd? Carl's gone to gather up a whole lot of toys and have them ready to distribute at Christmas time.
Are you sure, Ken?
No, I'm not sure, but I'll bet it's a pretty good guess.
Well, where is Carl?
Well, he rode out of here before daybreak this morning, and I don't think he's back yet. I think I'll take a look around, though. He was so late getting back last night, and then up again so early this morning, he might be catching 40 winks in the bunkhouse.
Well, all right, Ken, but before you go, let's run over the words to Blue Shadows. You know, we're supposed to sing it at the church social down at the crossroads Sunday.
Yeah, good one.
Shades of night are falling as the wind begins to sigh. And the world is silhouetted against the sky. Blue shadows on the
songs I've ever heard.
Well, it's the type of song that I like to sing, Betty, and I hope the folks will enjoy it Sunday.
I'm sure they will, Lloyd. You know, they asked me to sing, too.
Did they, Betty? Well, that's fine.
You know, I hate to impose, but as long as you pioneers are going to be there,
Yes, Betty.
Well, maybe I'd better not ask.
Well, Betty, you know, you can ask us anything. What do you need? Ride down the crossroads and escort home while we'll do
it. No, it's nothing like that. I think Tommy will pick me up and take me home, but
I just wondered
if you would all accompany me while I sing.
Well, Betty, you know, you don't even have to ask about
that. Of course, but there, Mr. Taylor, Tommy, but Betty. And if those knuckleheads give you any argument at all, I'll accompany you personally on my bass fiddle.
Well, sugar, I appreciate the offer, but...
Oh, thank nothing. Well, I'll play my fiddle until it sounds just like a...
Buzzsaw?
Yeah, buzzsaw.
I'll knock your block off.
That wasn't what I was going to say at all.
Don't look so worried, Betty. We'll all accompany you and be happy to do it.
Well, thank you, Lloyd.
You got more worries?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I haven't been out here in the West too long.
Well, yeah, I know
that. And I don't know too many of your Western songs, and the one I plan to sing, I'm not sure the folks will like it.
Well, Betty, I'm sure that anything you sing, the folks are going to like. But if it'll make you feel any easier, why not try it over once and see?
All right, Lloyd. I'd like
to. Well, good. We'll do it right now. What's the name of it?
It's called I Gotta Have My Baby Back, and it's in the key of C.
Okay, fellas, let's have a try.
Baby, baby, I miss you so very much, it hurts me. Baby, I just gotta have my baby back. Can't sleep, I can't eat, because I lost my sweet baby sweet. I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people all around, laughing and dancing, painting the town. Jukebox is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. Baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just couldn't go on. I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people all around, laughing and dancing, paid in the town. Jukebox is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. Oh, baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just couldn't go on. I gotta have my baby back.
Believe me, Betty, you don't have to have a worry in the world. In fact, you should sing it just after the refreshments. It'll kind of get everybody right back on their feet.
Well, thank you, Ken. I'll do that. And thank you, fellas, for helping me out.
Say, Hugh Four, I saw you burning the midnight oil again last night. What are you so occupied with?
Well, I was kind of doing some reading, Lloyd. You know, I was looking for a thought for today.
Did you find one?
Well, I sure did. You know, it's something that Benjamin Franklin said many years ago, but its meaning is just as important as if it had been said yesterday. His subject was neglect and how even a little neglect can breed trouble. Franklin said, "For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost. Being overtaken and slain by an enemy, and all for the want of a little care about a horseshoe nail."
Well, that sure brings it right close to home, Hugh. For want of a nail, a man lost his life. And you're sure right. That could have been written yesterday, or even today. You know, folks, we've had an awful lot of letters asking about a former member of the Sons of the Pioneers. So we thought it best that we kind of explain what has happened to one Bob Nolan. Well, Bob retired about 3 years ago, but before he retired, he went to a lot of trouble and a lot of effort in order to find a fella that he thought was suitable to take his spot with the Sons of the Pioneers. And believe me, he certainly found the fella who was suitable not only to Bob, but to all of us in the person of Tommy Doss, because he certainly filled a big pair of boots when Bob left, and we're real happy to have Tommy. To some more answers to some more questions, Bob spends most of his time down here in San Fernando Valley, but he commutes quite a bit. He also has a little cabin up at Big Bear Lake, and he stays up there and writes an awful lot of fine songs, which we get to do from time to time. In fact, Bob Nolan's songs will be sung as long as there's a Western group any place in the United States to sing the best in Western music. Another thing, in answer to a lot of requests, in about 2 weeks, we're going to have a guest on our program, and that guest will turn out to be none other than Bob Nolan. And of all things, he and Tommy Doss are going to sing a duet together. He was out to my house last night, and they had a lot of fun rehearsing it. They're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So you folks that want to find out about Bob Nolan and what he's doing, just keep your ears glued to your radios along about 12:30 each day, and we'll let you know what day he's going to be on the program. Speaking of Bob Nolan, here is a Bob Nolan tune. It's not one of his greatest, I don't think, but it's one that we like to sing an awful lot. It's entitled The Home Chorale, and it features the low bass voice of Hugh Farr.
When it's still day is born, I go ride, yippee-ay. O'er the wide open plains I roam, yippee-o. Till the sun through the hills goes high, yippee-ay. There will always be someone glad when I come home, yippee-ay, yippee-o. End of day, home we go.
When a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart will break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. Now the long day is through on the prairie, there's a low hanging sun in the sky. Round the home corral we will tarry, and we'll sing of the roundups in the days gone by.
And a cowboy has to yell, for his heart will break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. There's a tired pony glad that it's over. There's a song in my heart, so am I. Oh, tonight we'll be dreaming of clover, and we always will until the day we die. End of day, home we go.
For a cowboy and the cowboy has to yell, all his heart will break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. Yippee-yay, end of day, home we go.
Home we go.
Golly, that old clock's jumped around to quitting time already. Ken never did find Carl. I wonder if Betty's right about those toys. Sure hope so. They certainly make a wonderful Christmas out here on the Lucky U if we could have a great big party for all those little kiddies who might not have a Christmas. Well, anyway, it'll give us a lot to think about over the weekend, won't it? And so until next Monday, this is George Putnam saying for all the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the whole gang on Lucky You, be lucky, you. This program came to you from Hollywood, America's Soul on ABC, the America.